I'm Suda David Wilp with the German Marshall Fund for a special collaboration with Berlin Stories for NPR. I spoke to representatives of Germany's five major political parties about the state of transatlantic relations in the run-up to the election. Today, an interview with Education Minister Johanna Vanka, the only cabinet member from the former East Germany. I started by asking Minister Vanka about how young people in Germany view the U.S.'s recent strategic focus on Asia.
I believe that young people in Germany are very interested in America and the USA, but also have a big interest in Asia. There's no competition, and we want to promote this in the educational and scientific spheres through international student exchange. Germany is currently the third most popular country for foreign students, and I believe this shows that there's a lot of movement here.
Und ich denke, das zeigt auch, dass hier ganz viel Bewegung stattfindet.
Minister Vanka, there is a lot of buzz regarding the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. If TTIP is passed, how should Germany prepare future generations for a more competitive marketplace?
Crucial for the situation in Germany, but also for our prosperity, is education and science. We must prepare ourselves for the international market with such reforms as those that were introduced at a European level in Bologna, i.e. master program homogenization. We are trying to better place ourselves in global educational contexts.
In your opinion, what is Germany's most pressing problem today?
Germany has successfully weathered the financial crisis. It is now stronger than it was before. But there's still more ahead of us. If we consider the overall situation in Europe, where Germany is a forerunner and very, very important country.
Certainly the euro crisis and other items have been brought up in this campaign season. What do you think the potential outcomes of the German election could mean for transatlantic relations?
I hope that regardless of the outcome of the election, the good relationship and the growing relationship which we now have, the transatlantic relationship, remains so and continues to grow. For me, the young people and their huge interest in America will guarantee that.
I mentioned before your very interesting background. You're the only person in the Chancellor Merkel's cabinet from the former East Germany. It's been almost 25 years since the fall of the wall. Why do you think the transatlantic relationship is still important after 25 years of a united Germany?
Yes, it is very important. It has evolved positively, and I think it has a good future.
Thank you very much, Minister Vanka.
Please.